Hello, 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 and welcome to episode 4 of Candrasations. I am your host, Kandra Thomas Bell, and I'm excited that you are here tonight. Tonight we're going to have conversation again with my daughter, and we're going to have a talk about what does healing look like. And this is just for us, and we're welcome to have anybody who wants to come and join us in the conversation to just shoot me a message. You can do it on Instagram at I am Kandra Thomas, or you can do it at the website at dynamicchangecc.com. We'll be glad to hear from you about your healing journey. So without further ado, say hello to the people.
Hello, Candrasationists. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Glad to have you all tuning in. Look forward to you guys sharing some of the healing that you've experienced with us going forward. Without further ado, let's get into it.
So, healing is, you know, is subjective to each individual for sure. But I think some of the places that we heal will be with relationships, may have some spiritual church hurt, or, you know, religious hurt that could be there. Some traumas could be physical, mental, emotional, abuse, even just experiencing trauma as in losing a family member or grieving. It is so many different layers and levels to healing. So my question for you, Kiara, would be, what's the biggest area you've began your healing or you're beginning to experience healing?
Okay. The biggest thing, let's see, because it's a whole lot of healing going on around these parts. I would say, and it still is a process, but perfectionism and how critical I am of myself and things that I feel are goals that I want to achieve, and if I don't do stuff verbatim the way I see it being done, giving myself grace, okay, per se, okay, or learning what grace is, which in as is an internal thing for me, allows me to give other people grace.
Okay. All right. So what evidence do you have or examples that you know that you're beginning the healing process in that area?
Like when talking to my friends, and they are, you know, some, because we tend to have some people that are like-minded in our close friend group or family, whatever the case may be. Because I'm more often the friend that people in my friend group speak to about advice on different things, I know, like, before, I would give these black and white answers based off logic because of who I am and how my thought process normally is. Now, I give answers or responses in a more gray area. And it's because internally, I'm careful about how I speak to myself now. So, that helps me be more careful with how I speak to other people when they're coming to me. And also checking in to see, you know, you might share something with me and I'm asking, instead of just going into what I think or how I see it, is more like checking in to see, what do you need from me right now? How can I be of support for you? Do you want advice, or you just want me to be an ear?
Okay. I think for me, my biggest place that I've seen healing for myself is overcoming people pleasing, because when I was younger, I gained custody of my brother, and I was so young when I got him I needed all of those opinions. Some of them was conflicting. Some of them were the same. And it had me in a place, because I was so young, I didn't know what my own thought processes and core beliefs were. I think during my healing process, I have developed my own core beliefs, value systems that help to dictate how I make decisions and sticking to them. And it doesn't matter how it, not say that it, how it affects people, but I can stand in whatever my truth is. So I check in to see what my yeses are, what's my noes.
Damn, you just took it out of my mouth. I was just about to say, like, letting your yes be yes, your no be no.
Yeah, so letting my yes be yes, my no be no. Knowing the energies, knowing the energy that I need around me, because I am a giver and I give out a lot, I have to be protective about my energy, and I have to be protective about my wellness. And so I am one of those ones that have boundaries that I tell my friends, and they know this. I'm not going to show up to everything for you. That doesn't mean I don't support you. But the things that I do show up with, I'm going to show up in my full self and give you everything that I have. It's better for me to give you everything that I have and something I've committed to than me just coming in, giving you, or just showing up, just right, forsaking up, showing up. So I've learned that I don't have to please people in that way. I just set the boundary, set the tone up front. So that has been a beautiful part of my healing journey. And I think my social group and family and friends understand that about me now. Mm-hmm. It's not me abandoning anybody. It's just how I have to move to protect my peace, my sacred space, my calmness, so that I can continue to give out.
You know, that reminds me of a recent conversation I was having. Basically, I was just expressing how in this stage and phase of life, I am probably going forward, I can no longer give from my cup. I have to give out of my overflow when it comes to showing up for people, being available to people, how much I extend myself to people. Because, I mean, I too tend to give a lot more than I look for people to give back into me. I want things to be reciprocal going through all relationship dynamics of people in my circle. But I don't want to be so drained because I showed up so much and I didn't do that for myself.
Right. So I guess healing is really about learning you.
Mm-hmm. Always.
It's about learning your likes, dislikes, being okay if you don't please everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Boundaries. Absolutely, boundaries, and what those boundaries looks like.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's just a part of what we're going to talk about this time. And I want our listeners to kind of think about, what boundaries do you have with family, with friends, with coworkers,
in relationship
with your partners? What does that look like? Do you know how to take a mental break? Do you know how to take a me break? Mm. Do you know the difference between an internal, yes, I want to do that, and you wavering, like, I'm just doing that because it's XYZ person? Because sometimes you doing that half-heartedly is not you being in your full authentic self.
Right.
So, with that, I would challenge everyone this week, based on this episode, to kind of look around and see, where are you really checking in with yourself in your healing journey. And what would you say, Kier?
I think in thinking about challenging yourself to figure that out in your individual lives, I would say also keep in mind the saying, to know me is to love me. Because I feel like setting those boundaries with the people that you love and the people that you know, they would have to know you to know not to be offended by whatever boundaries it is that you have, and to know not to take, you know, you setting a tone for what you, what capacity you have to give to them and what capacity you don't have, or whenever, you know, you have a shortage on self, that it's not to be personally taken. It's more so about, I love you enough to give you that space, and I want to see you at your full self when you are in my presence or showing up for me.
Awesome. Awesome. All right, guys. This is a little bit short of an episode. I got some other things up my sleeve that I want to invite some people over so we can broaden the conversation. I know y'all love my daughter because all the feedback is relevant to her. We should just hand the podcast over to her, but we're going to keep going. Again, if you need any help, mental health, therapy, I am a licensed therapist in Georgia. I only see clients in Georgia. You can reach out to me at dynamicchangecc.com or on my Instagram at I am Kendra Thomas. And I look forward to connecting with you all. I also got a Facebook group called Women of Dynamic Change. Go there. It's a secret group. We're going to get active in there and ask some of these questions. So until then, I will see you all or hear you all or talk to you all on the next episode. Thank you.
Bye.